So the condition is 2032, the application with Guillermo Vasquez, trading at FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a construction company office, equipment parking, and shopping yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.125 acres, more or less. Property is located north of Sherman Avenue, being Road 213B, 135 feet east of North Old State Road, being Road 213. The 911 address is 18578 Sherman Avenue, Lincoln. The tax map ID is District 330, map 14.16, parcels 5.03 and 5. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on October 29th of 2015. For the benefit of council, I will pass out some documentation for your use. If you can bear with me a second. I have the site plan, survey of the application for the applicant. I also have letters of opposition from certain residents of Lincoln.
Organization. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you have before you in the report that was provided in your packet, you have a copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission report on this application. During the public hearing process, the survey site plan that you have before you was submitted by the applicants. It was received for processing on August 27, 2015. The commission was revised that numerous complaints had been received in reference to the activities on this site. We did receive comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also provided the commission with copies of the petition from the concerned residents of Lincoln, which contains seven signatures and several photographs for your consideration. Fernando Vasquez was present on behalf of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. We had five speakers of the residents that were in attendance that spoke in opposition and gave testimony. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. On October 29th, there was a motion to defer action for further consideration. On November 12, 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use number 2032 for Guillermo Vasquez, trading as FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC, for a conditional use to operate a construction company office, equipment parking, and a shop yard, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, it appears that this business probably started small at the applicant's residence. However, as the business has successfully grown, it has outgrown this particular location. Two, several parties appeared in opposition to the application. All of them agreed that the applicant is personally a good neighbor, but the business has outgrown the location and is no longer compatible with the neighborhood. Three, this location in Lincoln is primarily a residential neighborhood. The property is surrounded by homes on several sides. This commercial use, primarily the trucking activities, is not compatible with its residential surroundings. Four, there is information in the record that this use now adversely affects neighboring properties, the community, and adjacent roadways due to the traffic generated by the use, the number of employees coming to and from the location, the sound generated by the equipment stored on the site, and other factors. Five, there are other more appropriate locations for this type of use in Sussex County that are either zoned for the use or are not surrounded by existing residential properties. And six, for all these reasons, the successful growth of this small business means that it no longer fits in its local surroundings, and another more appropriate location should be found to allow it to continue its growth in Sussex County. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
I do, Mr. President. Help me understand, there's actually no way that the use itself as is was permitted in AR, correct? I mean, it never was.
No, it was not.
Never was permitted.
Even as a small business, once they started having employees, then it became a problem.
Right, okay. So we're not looking at expanding the use, but intensifying the use is what, it has intensified.
That's what it has.
That's
been.
Not the issue. Right. The issue is looking at, I guess that we might have received complaints.
We received complaints.
And we had the inspector.
Property was cited for the activity.
Yes.
The applicant did finally file an application, and we had to wait a few months to get a survey that we could accept, but that's the survey before you.
Thank you.
Right.
Any other questions from council? If not, can the applicant come forward, please, and give us your name and full address?
Yes, my name is Fernando Vasquez, and my address is 18578 Sherman Avenue, Lincoln.
Okay. If you can explain to council why they should grant your request, what you're planning to do there, what you have been doing, and why you think that they should act favorably.
I guess I don't want them to, I guess, like you said, take my side. I guess I think I just want to explain what I've been doing there and what has been taken on there. We have, started a small business there, and I guess it's grown a little bit now. And we respect all the neighbors and everybody, and we understand that we have outgrown the place. And we were just looking to see if we can receive the condition of use to keep using the property. But I guess we're in the process of also looking into a commercial property. Just the time being, you know, with the winter coming for us, we're actually a concrete company. So winter is kind of a little bit difficult for our situation, but we're actually in the process of still of looking for properties, and we haven't came across anything yet. But you know, that was our only. I guess if we were allowed to stay a little bit longer, or just to see how much time, I guess we would be allowed there to use it until we find something, and I guess we were just using it for parking space and store our equipment, and basically just for the employees to park their vehicles, come in and out during the day.
Mm-hmm. So if I understand, Mr. President, I have a question. If I understand your question, you change now. You're only asking to be permitted to do this for a short time? Is that you altering your application? Or do you understand what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess at the beginning we would like to get a condition of use, but we don't also want to have conflicts or problems, you know, that come forward in the future. So we would just like to, I guess, see what is everybody's thought, you know, and what's our option and what choice we have, you know.
I see.
Yeah, we would like to get a conditional use, but we also don't want to have any problems in the future. We just want to do if we didn't do the right thing in the past, we would like to do it this time, you know.
So this is exactly what you're applying for. Okay, thank you very much. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold. All I can just say is it's been in violation since day one. It's never been a permitted use. And as I look at some of these pictures your neighbors gave, It does look like there's a lot of stuff around the property, and it's a wonder you didn't get called a long time ago. But even when you were a small business, you were in violation. You still were complaint driven, and it got to this point where they finally complained. But if the site still looks like this today, you're gonna have a problem. Because you are a pretty good sized business, which I'm glad to see that you're doing well. But this doesn't appear to be the proper location according to planning and zoning. Okay, that's all I get.
Okay.
Anything else from council?
Rob, Mr. President, yes, sir. Thank you for being here, by the way, today, and congrats on your success and your growth. I think that's a good thing. We want all business owners to grow successfully, for sure. So, quick question for you. Mr. Lank mentioned that you would not be—you were no longer in compliance once you actually had an employee at the residence. So could you share with me how long you've actually had an employee? How long have you been, quote unquote, out of compliance? Has it been a year? Has it been 5 years?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 years, I guess, because we actually haven't been in business, I think, a couple of years now.
Okay. And then with that being said, because I want to figure out how we can do things better here in the county. In other words, were you not aware of what the rules were, or were you just kind of...
I guess
share with me a little bit about your thoughts regarding that.
I guess we never thought it was going to be a problem. I guess I honestly didn't even know about it until we got the letter and we knew that we had to do this and that. I wasn't aware of it. You know, I guess I didn't know the rule, you know, in the book. And we're just a small little company there. I guess we had all the neighbors around. We never had a problem. But I guess until now, you know, we had a couple complaints and we respect everybody's complaint. And, you know, we just wanted to do the right thing. And we didn't know if now we would have applied it, because once we had the letter and everything, we hired the surveyor, and we paid all the fees that we had to do right away, you know, and tried as fast as we could, because we didn't know that had to take place. But
okay, so it's information. And then the final question I would have is, you're not looking really to expand what you currently have. What you're asking for is just basically to legitimize, from the county's perspective, what you're doing at this location. Is that
yeah?
An
I don't want to
statement?
Expand no more. That's it. That's where I just want no more growth.
Okay. And then timeline, you mentioned that you're looking for other property. Have you given yourself some time to think?
We have been looking, but I'm not sure. You know, I guess it all falls down to, you know, what I guess you guys decide and, you know, whatever. I guess whatever the final decision you guys take, or we're not sure. I guess we have to just wait to see what's the final word. But okay. We're in the process, like I mentioned, we're looking, and, you know, we're just trying to find something suitable that would be able to fit to what we have.
Very good. Yeah, thank you.
One of the things I'd like to point out, you've discussed, you know, you're looking for other properties, but that does not build your record or explain to council why they should grant your request today. So you would need to discuss things such as, you know, traffic, the noise, the hours of operation, the number of employees you have there, and explain that to council so they can make a decision as to whether or not this should be allowed to remain.
Whereas there is a lot of traffic, I guess it comes and goes. We usually start around 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes we're out of there by 5 in the afternoon, 6 o'clock, maybe one or two crews will maybe stay a little bit late and show up at 7. And that's Monday through Saturday. Normally we do work Saturdays. And there is a lot of traffic. There is access, I guess, in and out. There isn't like a lot of heavy traffic inside. There's quite a bit of space to, you know, to turn around and go in and out. But there is, I guess, noise, and I guess not really much I can really say. You know, I understand that we make a lot of noise and we have a couple of few dump trucks. So I guess I just want to be as much honest as I can and just be realistic and just mention what we have there and what's going on. And so we do make a lot of noise. I guess with the machines that the safety sounds and the dump trucks and the loading, and then I guess just the heavy equipment of the loading, you know.
It sounds like you're agreeing with planning and zoning.
Yeah, but I just really, honestly, I just want to be honest and just say, you know, just I'll leave it up to, you know, what everybody has to say here, because, you know, I just want to be real realistic and honest, because, you know, I can say, yeah, I vote for me, but, you know, 2 months down the road is the same with complaints, so I just would rather be realistic and be what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I do have one more question. If I understood Mr. Lank, you received the certificate from the county, you were cited by the county, and it took some time to get to the point where we are today. And was there, how much time were you given for that? I'm wondering, do you recall? Has it been a long process? I kind of got the impression that it's been a long time between the time you were cited and the time you applied.
Yes, it did take quite a while. I think the application and the payment of the fees and everything was a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. We did take maybe a month or two on the survey. We couldn't find a surveyor, and it was, I guess, back in the summer, and everybody was just so busy and jammed, and everybody I called, you know, it was like 2 months out, a month. So that was the fastest guy I found. You know, I looked in the book, and I tried to make a lot of phone calls, but that was the earliest person that we found that could do the survey.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. Question for the attorney. from looking at these pictures, there's a lot of stuff on this site. And if we denied if we followed planning and zoning's recommendation and denied, what would be the length of time that he'd have to get cleaned up? Would basically immediately? I mean, he'd be in violation, he'd have to start
it, off. It would be in violation immediately, and okay. Planning and zoning normally follows up at that point, then the constable could okay. follow up and take action.
It could get deeper and deeper and worse.
Yes.
Following up on with Mr. Arlette's compliments about how, you know, it's nice seeing a successful business, and probably if the place didn't look as bad as it did from these pictures, they don't look real good. You know, the neighbors probably wouldn't have been so crazy about it. Is it possible to do a conditional use for 6 months?
Mr. Lang?
With an expiration date at the end of 6 months to give an individual who has a running business ample time to vacate the site. Because if the hammer dropped on somebody like this gentleman, immediately it'd be very difficult maybe to respond that quick, and he said he's actually looking now. He may start looking harder.
Well, he has had a lot of time.
Right.
Well, he'll have only we could give him a little bit more time. He was hoping for the best.
Yeah, Mr. Lank, I have not seen that in my experience, but you have much more experience at this.
We've had expiration dates on things before, haven't we?
There may be over. So the conditional use process started in 1971. There may be one or two. That were time limits.
All right. Well, the question to the attorney
The other thing would be that there's been some that were restricted. For example, the application was restricted to that individual. It wasn't allowed to be transferred. Bill Stevenson's.
Well, I know that, but we're not talking.
That's the other similarity there. That's anyway. But I would say maybe two, three at the most. I'd have to really research it to see.
Well, would you be comfortable as our county attorney that if we took a position of a conditional use that would expire June 1, 2016, and the conditions would be the site would be cleaned up, you know, the trucks would be gone, et cetera, by that date?
I would not be comfortable today, no. I would want to research that after the public hearing and then determine if that was feasible or not.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. President, may I?
Yes, sir. Sure.
On a follow-up from Mr. Cole, because I was thinking the same thing.
No, you were.
I was.
I don't believe it.
But truly, I mean, there's a couple of thoughts. Number one, is if today the council says no and denies this application, and you have no place to go, correct, as of today, I would presume that to be the case. And, well, actually, I'm going to let you answer the question. Do you have a place to go?
No, not right now. I'm talking about
okay. Because I know you mentioned you were in the process of searching for property. So, and then, you know, we would perhaps send out the constable and go down that track. Okay. In the end, could you share a little bit on the record, what is that track and a timeline whereas he would be forced to shut down the business and relocate?
Well, the only thing that's been considered in the past has been there's an appeal process. So that would be basically 60 days, but not to exceed 60 days from the finding of facts.
But really, nothing's going to happen tomorrow if this is denied today.
If it was denied today, the inspector, we would still serve him the violation notice again.
Right.
And he would be informed that he's got a certain number of days to clean it up and remove, cease and desist the activity. But the appeal time, 60 days, is still there in the code. So basically it would be 60 days.
Okay.
And we would try to hold it within those 60 days, which would give it till February 1st, basically.
And another question for the applicant. Are you living there or somebody living on the property?
Yeah, we're living there.
You are, okay, in the home itself.
Yeah.
Okay, so if the application was denied today, obviously you would have to find another place for the home, I mean for the business, but not necessarily a different place to live because you're living there.
Correct.
Okay. I would, you know, I would be inclined to we want to continue to hear the record, so.
We don't?
Yep, got it.
You know, at this point, because we still have a public hearing to go through. Did you have anything else to add at this time?
No, I guess we'll just have to wait, see where everybody decides. And I guess for us, if we can take consideration, I think June 1st will kind of work better for us to relocate. But if that's not the case, I guess we'll have to manage and do what we can. Just
walk. Actually, before you walk away, because once you walk away, I can't ask another question. Mr. President, your business over the winter, talk, I know you've, obviously the summer you're busy, in the fall you're busy, in the winter your business is not as busy.
Correct.
I would presume, because you have to shut down, the concrete plants are shut down and you can't really produce concrete and get it out there.
Yes.
So talk about your business here over the winter, and give us a timeline, if you would, for the record, as it relates to when things shut down, the activity, as Mr. Moore was talking about, your business activity, and then when do things start to ramp back up from your business perspective?
Well, actually now, like it's maybe about 2 more weeks, 3 more weeks, things will start slowing more down. We still work, but instead of working 6 days a week or five, we'll probably be pushing 1 or 2 to 3 days if the weather permits. Probably it's going to be like that maybe until like the beginning of April. You know, and I guess we were thinking if we wouldn't have no opportunity to get the conditional use at least until June the 1st to relocate, you know, for our last day will work kind of for us, because just at the winter time we're actually like on stand mode there, just trying to survive to get through the winter, you know, just to keep flowing there. And then back May, April, we start picking back up until, you know, like the end of November again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you're finished, I have a question. If I understand all that's been said, if it were denied by council, the applicant could file an appeal. And I don't think that is not in court. That is still within the county, is it not? Let me know how practical that is for the applicant.
If the application were denied,
mm-hmm.
the applicant has 60 days to appeal it
right.
to the Court of Chancery.
It does. Oh, it goes to the Court of Chancery.
Not back to the council.
Not back to the council.
No.
Okay. That's the information I was looking for. Okay. But that is, if somebody needs time, that is our law. Is that right?
That's what the regulation says.
Yeah, that's actually state law that they would have a period that they could appeal the decision.
Mm-hmm.
If the county was trying to stop something from occurring, because they were in violation,
right.
they could also apply for some kind of injunction at that point to keep the county from enforcing the stay of enforcement during that period of time, too.
All right. Huh.
But that's if they filed that appeal. And that's very expensive to file
right.
an appeal.
Right. Okay. So that is an option, anyway.
Mm-hmm. That would be someone's option, any person's option,
right.
that is disagrees with one of our decisions or one of the council's decisions.
Mr. President, I apologize.
Mr. Arley.
I do have one more for the applicant.
Mr. Arley.
Well, as I look through these pictures, could you? I see one fence in these photos, and you may not have seen what we've been given here. But talk about any fencing or any natural. Fencing that's on or around the property.
Is there any? Yeah, there is quite a bit. If you look from the road, I guess looking from the front of the house, on the left side there is a fence closing all the way from the front all the way to the back, and on the back part of the section from left to right there are some trees there, and then all the way to the right far end there is a tree. So it's kind of like and towards the front of it there are trees and fence on. So basically it's like kind of closed in. Like it's like a boxed in all the way around with trees and fence.
I mean, these photos, unless they're on your property, I presume were taken from public roads.
Correct.
Okay, so there's perhaps some, but not a whole lot based on these photos.
The majority is covered up with fence and trees.
Okay, very good, thank you.
Okay, did you have anything else to add?
No,
if not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, could you come forward, give us your name and address, please?
My name is Mike Maney, 18614 Susquehanna Ave, Lincoln, Delaware. I'm representing the concerned residents of Lincoln. As outlined in our letter to Mr. Lank dated October 16th. We strongly oppose to the approval of this conditional use. This business has never been in compliance with the AR1 codes, yet it continues to grow. As you will see, this business does not belong in a residential area. Okay. got some slides if I can get this working. Let's try it once.
This is taken off of Google Maps before their operation or started or whatever. What I just did.
Before the operation started?
But
yeah, it's before.
In the very beginning, I guess. Okay. I think it was like 2000, beginning of 2014. I'm not positive.
It's not showing his activities.
Right.
This is the way it looked.
Trying to find out how long it's been in business.
Mm-hmm. It's been there about 5 years now,
okay.
Something like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know where to go. Bear with me right there.
We're all just as challenged as you are, don't worry.
I cannot control the mouse on this.
We're tolerant.
I'm sure Robin could assist you with that.
The keyboard. You say
this is
right
the way it looks now. Off of Google Maps.
There you go.
That was a 2015 Google map.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you can see, there's been a road put in and whatever. I'll show you some other pictures. This, in the center there is Luna's house. And then off to the bottom right, or bottom left, I'm saying, is Vasquez. You know, the two homes plus the property there on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is flooding on the tree line, or damage to the trees or whatever. Stagnant water, seepage, more flooding. Right, these are on your letter, but this one. Just showing the metal scraps of wood and junk against the trees. There's also abandoned vehicles there.
How many would you say are on the property? How many abandoned vehicles?
Abandoned vehicles?
Mm-hmm. Did you say that?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm wondering if. I see.
I think the blue one there has been there for a year now.
Okay, so it's not 5 or 10. Just trying to get an idea.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, it's not 5 or 10. No, it's
okay.
A couple. This is the workshop. Dump trucks is another abandoned car there in the middle there by the house.
Which parcel, Mr. President, which parcel is this? Is this on, do you know?
This is looking from the tree line back to the workshop.
This is site.
Luna's house.
Mm-hmm.
This is right at the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
Piles of sand and stone. That's looking into the tree line from the Sherman Ave. Another view from Sherman Ave. That there is a pile of cement, chunks of cement from a, I guess they must have had a tear down or something.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems is they had rented, I'm assuming they rented a machine to crush it. And all, I think it was 4th of July, they were crushing this all day long, understandably so, because they were renting the machinery, which is, I'm sure it was cost to them, but it ended up costing a piece of quiet. This is a dump truck that's being worked on. There's sand piles, got weeds growing out of the sand piles, so been there a while. This is a workshop, Bobcat, other equipment, overflowing dumpster along with some junk. In the far back here, going from left to right, you have an open dumpster, broken pallets, a track loader, dump trucks, abandoned vehicle, concrete piles, sand piles, and a junk car. Track loader, overflowing dumpster, junk. This is the workshop. Work is being done outside. I imagine there's not much space inside. Background shows, in the background you see piles of insulation panels. They're not piles, they're stacks. Okay. Sometimes there'd be like an open one that isn't shrink wrapped or whatever, and a piece might blow around or whatever. There's more of the sandstone piles. This is looking from Luna's towards Vasquez property. That would be Vasquez property there. Another one, same thing. This is looking from the tree line to the back of Luna's. Pallets and equipment along the trees, building materials and junk scattered throughout, and several trucks. Some more of the concrete piles. Track loader, dump trucks, sand piles, trailer, pieces of equipment, and puddling water. The uncovered dumpster, reinforcement wire, pieces of equipment.
And that house in the rear of that picture, is that a neighbor's property?
Yes.
Okay, that's not on this site, right?
No.
So that neighbor can see that stuff?
Yes.
Pretty easy, okay.
This is just a panoramic view from the tree line towards mm-hmm. Luna's one. That would be Sherman Avenue on the other side.
Right. The picture tells us. I think we get the point.
Yeah. Very good presentation.
Gas tank. We're not sure if that's properly installed or not. Yeah, it shouldn't say gas. I think it's diesel gas. Mm-hmm. That's looking back towards both houses, actually. Now, on the right, I think that's like old insulation or something, or I'm not positive. It's more damage to the trees. More of the puddle, that gets created. That's the panel. That's a concern with the flooding. That's where they, it's kind of like a makeshift road that they ended up with. That's right along the tree line.
Basically, what we're saying is the proposed use is not in compliance with existing codes and regulations. There's no benefit. We're asking the council to honor the principles of the AR1 zoning. And therefore, we're asking the council to not approve this application for conditional use and to initiate a cease and desist order immediately. After hearing you talk with suggestions and stuff, I'm sure that we would be satisfied if there was a set deadline and we knew that this was going to finally end. Right. What day doesn't, or month is not that much of a concern, is that we don't want it to continue.
Mr. President, I have a question.
Joan Deaver, you had mentioned about a timeline on when things started. This was first brought to the zoning officials, or the zoning department, on October 17th of 2014. So we've been going back and forth with this since October of 2014.
More than a year.
More than a year. This is what, you know, it just keeps building and building. We're after, we want to see an end to it. It's not that we want to see a conditional use, we want it to end. It's a residential area, it shouldn't be allowed to begin with. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Before you walk away, Mr. President, yeah, quick question. I only am asking you because I'm not able to ask the applicant anymore.
And
because I will tell you, through the process here, I've realized that this business is being conducted on two separate parcels, apparently.
Yes.
So on his parcel that he owns, as well as the Luna parcel.
Correct.
So could you, I mean, as a neighbor or as somebody that was a resident of the community, can you talk to me a little bit about how that occurred? And are they business partners? I mean, how is one using somebody else's parcel for the business?
Okay, my understanding was that it was originally was going to be submitted under Luna for the application for the conditional use. And then it got changed a month later, 2 months later, or whatever, to where they were going to combine it to Luna and Vasquez. And then it got changed again to where they were going to put it under Vasquez with the Vasquez Concrete Company. And I think it was because of the each parcel being too small, you know, for the thing.
And is somebody living in the Luna property?
Excuse me?
Is somebody living in the Luna property, the home that's on the Luna property?
Yes, there has been people living there.
Perhaps employees?
I'm not sure. I think the original owner is living in Maryland now, and now one of the relatives are living there.
Okay. Maybe some others, I don't know, somebody else may come up and who's against this might come up and share more. But I'm just curious about how that arrangement has occurred. So, but thank you.
It's basically you've got a family or a family of brothers or whatever starting a business or whatever. And, you know, one has a set home site there and the other one, the other member was living in the house. They moved to Maryland, from what I understand, and they have another relative living in the house now, mm-hmm. which, you know, I don't see a problem
with. Sure. Is there an opportunity for me to check on the title of this application, that it does include both properties. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could probably help me on that.
Originally, both properties were stated individually.
Mm-hmm, yes.
We had two different owners. Mm-hmm. It was the same business, and the business grew from one parcel over into include both parcels.
Yeah.
They were applying separately. We needed surveys for both.
Yeah.
And we suggested staff-wise that since it's one company in operation, even though it's on two properties, they could apply in one application.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it into one. We had one public hearing, so two, to hear the same thing twice.
Fine.
So mm-hmm. that was the main purpose of that.
But it includes both parcels.
It includes both parcels in the application.
Thank you.
Okay. It was easier as one than it would be as two.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The outcome would still be same whichever way it turns out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Doris Maney. I'm his wife, 18614 Susquehanna Ave. I'm not going to be repetitious. I'm just going to think the person living in the house right now is the applicant, and he's been living there for quite a while. His mother, I think, sold it to him, and he's now living in that house here. The one main concern I have is, there's a couple of concerns, and I've called environmental. The diesel fumes from these dump trucks are absolutely horrendous. Some I've gone out in my yard and on my deck in the back, and the skies are blue. I mean, the diesels, environmental says, you have to call me when they're running. Well, they have to warm the trucks up in the morning and stuff when they do that. So then I have to call environmental, and they said, well, we'll get someone there right away. And they do come, and they do stop them right then and there. But then the next day, it's the same thing over and over. The bobcat backing up and down, beep, beep, beeping all the time. So it's the noise, the fumes, and everything. But basically, everything else is just repetitious.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Make the motion we close the public hearing.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay with council, we'll close the public comment.
Mm-hmm.
And we
ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes.
And it was.
Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a construction company office, equipment parking, and shop/yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.125 acres, more or less, located north of Sherman Avenue, Road 213B, 135 feet east of North Old State Road, Road 213, tax ID number 330-14.16-5.03 and 5.00 with 911 address of 18578 Sherman Avenue, Lincoln.
Pleasure, Council.
I'd like to move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, to grant.
Yes.
Conditional use 2032.
Because we have to.
We have a second for that motion.
I want clarification of what Mrs. Deaver.
We need to vote.
Her motion is to approve. Conditional use 2032, then you would vote yes or no to approve it.
I can't make a motion to deny.
That's correct. Have a second for that motion.
I just want to make sure, because I know Mr. Cole brought up a point as it relates to perhaps considering a timeline of a conditional use. And I know that the residents, the gentleman who represented the community, was not necessarily against that. So Mr. Moore had stated that he would like more time to further investigate that as a possibility.
We'd have to defer.
Correct.
We could so not before make a motion we, to approve.
Correct.
Well, we just don't second her motion.
Correct.
Then we could.
If there's no second, the motion
make
dies.
Make a motion to defer.
Correct.
There's no second. Any more motions? Anyone want to defer this or no?
I would like to defer this application for 1 week.
Right.
I believe the neighbors have tolerated this violation for years, and the idea that if there's a possibility for a conditional use with a time period of 6 months to give the applicant the ability to clean this site up, it is an eyesore. I would hate to say as a young man, this is not a very good appearance. That way, if we pass it, or if we deny it today, he could be in, he'll be in violation immediately, and there's a lot of expenses, legal and other costs that could be incurred, and I would like to avoid that. He does have a business, and like I said, but I'd like to see something time certain. So if we could explore the conditional use
timeline.
And that, get back to us next week.
Is that
we
enough
will
time,
defer.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay.
If you come back with a negative thing, we will move forward with a.
Okay. So if that what I heard Mr. Cole say, if someone wants to second that motion,
I'll second it,
Mr. Arlett. And next week on the agenda, under old business, this will appear, and you will have your recommendation. We can or cannot grant a conditional use for a time limit.
Right.
And then we'll go from there.
Everybody. And we're not for discussion, but we can vote. So action.
Yes.
For
correct.
Discussion and action.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion to defer by Mr. Cole, second Mr. Arlett, for 1 week to allow Mr. Moore the opportunity to come back and tell us if he feels legally we can grant a conditional use for a time period. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No. This has taken over a year. And the applicant has been given much consideration by the county and the neighbors, and I want to stick to our law now.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll vote yes, and the only caveat would be I would advise the applicant to start cleaning up immediately.
Mr. Arlett?
I too will vote yes, and taking in consideration of one week, hearing both sides, the applicant understands he is in violation, and the very patient and very willing to work with him neighbors are also open to, I think, a very defined timeline with perhaps consequences at that point. So I would vote yes to defer this by 1 week.
I mean, I do understand that they've lived with this for a while. They shouldn't have had to do this to start with, but it is, we are where we are. But I think there's nobody in this room, including the people who are opposed to this, that want to put somebody out of business. So I think to give Mr. Moore a week to come back and say, yes, you can or can't, and if we can, then look at a given time frame of it's going to stop at a date. I think that seemed acceptable to everybody. So although, yes, we'll come back next week on their old business and deal with this. Next, Mr. Moore.
Thank you. The next item is change of zone number 17.